for you. It's the...
Oh, wait a minute.
Hold on.
Apparently he changed his mind.
Where did he go? He was here.
Decided he didn't want to do this.
Hello? He's boycotting.
No, I just went out. I was looking up at the calendar because I knew today was the 6th of February, and I looked on the second Monday, and it was January, and so I had...
Guess whose birthday it is on the 6th of February?
Yeah. 6th of February would be Jennifer Horn's birthday.
That's me. Whoa.
Happy birthday to you. Everybody sing. All right, Roberta. Roberta's going to use your best voice.
Jennifer.
Okay. Are you two?
Start
are you
planning.
Three? Are you four? Are you five? Are you six?
Mouse loose somehow.
Keep going. She's got a long way.
We'll check back in with Roberta next hour.
No.
<All
right. laughs>
Get that far.
So sad.
Before we get that far, though, Richie, let's get Roberta to tell us what the Queen of Cheap deals are. We'll be talking about later on this hour of Good Day.
We got coupons from Michael's. Yeah, we have Stephen Colbert ice cream.
Ooh.
We got a free book if you're a gardener. We got free frozen yogurt for you, so just stay tuned.
All right, so Jennifer, last night, the Super Bowl and the results of the radio, there was after, I was so surprised that they put this show, The Voice, in after. Mm-hmm. Why are they promoting that so heavily after the Super Bowl?
Because NBC is hurting. And so, actually, this is my little tease for our TV report. We'll talk about what they're doing right now, starting yesterday, to bring the network back. And that is The Voice. And they have this new show, Smash, which we'll talk about later at this hour.
All right. On NBC. A smash hit.
Smash. They need ratings.
Good Day program. All right. So here we have one of the, I think this is one of the stickiest issues. I'd be interested to know how, especially with Roberta, who has a daughter who smokes, how you deal with this. There's a report out from researchers suggesting that 1 in 5, that's 20% of students going to school who are not riding in buses but riding in cars, are exposed to secondhand smoke. That is, other students. I can't begin to imagine, and I say this lovingly, Roberta, because I don't want to sound like I'm being judgmental. I don't understand how children, how parents, maybe you can help us understand this, how it is that in a family that is loving like yours, how a child gets started smoking and stays there. How is it that...
I don't think you have any control over it as a parent.
Really?
You can say don't smoke as much as you want, and the kids go out, and the kids smoke. I think it's more the influence of their peers.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you know, who they're hanging out with.
Absolutely.
But how about...
Yeah, and once a kid gets to be 13, 14 years old, it's impossible. I mean, it's not like they're 3 or 4 where, you know, they're underfoot every moment of the day. You don't know what they're doing. And they can basically do whatever they want. And you only hope... That, look, my older daughter who smokes, neither myself nor her father smokes. Her grandmother smoked. Tom's mother smoked. But she wasn't from a household who smoked. Mm. We didn't at all. We were avid non-smokers. We wouldn't even allow people to smoke in the house. It was like, go outside if you want to smoke. You don't smoke in the house. Mm. And even her, she would go out when it was 0 degrees to smoke. And it would kill us. It would kill us. But... What can we do?
Did you know when she started smoking, or did she hide it from you for a while?
She hid it for a while, so by the time, you know, we knew she was smoking, she was probably 17 or so.
So
how do you hide it?
You don't smell that? You can't, as non-smokers, you're pretty sensitive.
Yeah,
kids are very smart, let me tell you. Kids are smart. I know kids who hide clothes. They change clothes after they leave home.
Yeah.
They have clothes at friends' houses. Believe me, if a teenager wants to do something, they'll do it.
Do you think the school should let the parents know if their kid is one of the ones hanging out in the acceptable smoking area of the school?
Absolutely.
There's an acceptable smoking area at school?
Yeah, they have a smoking area.
They do.
I mean, even when I was in school, they had like a smoking area.
No, when I was in school, they find somebody who was smoking, and they, now, I don't know if penalty box is the right way of describing it, but they certainly would be working in an advocacy way to keep anybody who was in high school. I remember a kid, we had trouble with kids on the bus trying to smoke in the back of the bus.
That's certainly unacceptable, yeah.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable now on most school grounds, I think, because I know the kids that I see
I couldn't
on
imagine
Long Island,
a school.
They're in the street.
Yeah.
They're not allowed to smoke on the grounds of the school at all.
Mm.
I would think there would be some kind of an active in that. I'd ask those of you who are smokers, those of you who had children that smoke, how do you handle this? 800-510-8255. I suppose, and not trying to sound too judgmental, if you smoke, how is it you think your children aren't going to smoke? Even if you talk to them about, I've got a dinner.
Both my parents smoked and none of our kids, none of my brothers smoked.
Sometimes it has the opposite effect.
Yeah,
it's gross.
It was just like,
It is
gross.
That's
why I would never smoke watching my grandmother. Ugh.
Now. When my older daughter was a child, she would chide people who smoked.
Mm.
And sometimes I'd have to go, shh, because she'd see somebody smoking. She says, you shouldn't smoke, you know, when she was like 6 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be embarrassing. You know, I mean, this, shh, Elena, don't say anything.
Mm.
So this was a kid who, you know, used to yell at people who smoked, and then she started.
So this kind of secondhand smoke has been linked to all kinds of problems, and that's why I wonder. You know, there are many problems with people with secondhand smoke. This was done by the National Government Researchers National. Hold on just a second. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Okay, so the CDC
released online today in the journal Pediatrics.
Think about this though. Okay, of elementary school and middle school, most kids walk or take the bus.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't a lot. I mean, yeah, at the drop-off line at my son's elementary school, it's a long line of people who drop the kids off, but most of the kids come in on the bus. It's not until high school at driving age where kids are driving with other kids.
Yeah.
Right.
So the percentage of kids driving to school with their parents is, what, maybe 3-4%, 5%?
That's a whole other thing, too, Richie. We have, in the tax structure, most people in their real estate tax bills are paying for the school buses. So if you live in a district where school buses are provided, why in the name of heaven are you driving your children to school? Or the other side of that question is, if you live, most of the school systems have a 2-mile limit, or a mile and a half, that is, if the children live closer to the school than that, then they walk, they ride their bike, or they get some transportation. When I was a kid, we all rode our bikes to school if we didn't take the bus. Even if we missed the bus, nobody was bringing us to school. My father was gone by that time. My mother was certainly not going to be up to bring us to school. So if we didn't, and it was 3 1/4 miles. Mm. I can remember not often missing the bus, and it certainly wasn't something that I did in cold weather. But I was on a different bus for some reason my sisters were. I don't remember why that was, either now that I'm thinking about it. Anyway, we would ride our bikes to school if we missed the bus. That was it. You knew that you were going to do that. So what is it? Why are there? And you can see this, by the way. You go by schools at the end of the day, and you see the cars lined up outside the schools
why.
With the cars, the engines running. I mean, come on. What are we, and the school buses are half full? What are we doing here?
One reason, Sean usually rides the bus home.
Yeah.
It takes him about 40 minutes to make
the
two-and-a-half-mile trip, if that, with all the stops.
So what?
So what? He usually rides the bus home. But if I need him to be home quicker, if we're doing something, I have to go pick him up.
Okay, that's fine if you're doing something. But just to say, I don't want my children on the bus for that long. What are they doing at home that's so important if they're 70 years old?
He loves riding on the bus.
Yeah, I used to love it myself.
Yeah, it's part of his social time. It's part of the time in school where you just get to goof off and chat with your friends.
Right. Yeah. So I guess there's an interesting discussion, though, that comes out of all of this, and I hope you get the various nuance. Richie. In my neck of the woods, in, I think it was, what town in Massachusetts? I think this is Spencer, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Listen to this. A family was selling, the parents died, and they had a farm, 230-acre farm, and an old barn that nobody had been in for years. So they go into the barn, and they find a Shelby Cobra Mustang that apparently was under a cover. So somehow or other, Jay Leno got word of this Shelby Cobra. He was in town over the weekend.
He would.
Paid him $245,000 for the Shelby Cobra Mustang.
Must have been a GT500.
In this barn.
Yeah, it had to have been a GT500.
My God, that's a lot of money for a car. He made that much money on that commercial that they did, though.
Wait till Jay's done with it.
Yeah, it'd be worth a lot more than that.
It'd be worth more.
Oh, yeah. Right, just the fact that he owned it. Kind of like that whole thing. Whatever happened to the Obama?
He sold a tug, basically a little tractor that he uses at his car shop to pull cars around the shop.
Right. Yeah, they do the airport.
He sold it at the Barrett Jackson auction last month for charity.
Yeah.
That thing did $120,000 just because, A, it was a charity auction and people were trying to give money, and B, it was Jay Leno's. It's just a little tractor.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little. Then you have four-wheel drive.
Like those ones you see at the airport pulling the planes around, but a little bit smaller. Yeah.
And they also use them to pull the bags and that sort of thing.
Right.
Around.
It had
so
Jay Leno's butt on it. Hello.
That's right.
That's right. The Obama car, the Chrysler that went to auction for $1 million, I don't know where that is. On eBay, but
I'm thinking it didn't sell.
Yeah, I'm thinking you're right. 18 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Roberta, Jennifer, and Richie.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Amberin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Amberin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Amberin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal, and the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage from Schiff.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apple's Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a
no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
This is some audio from this season's premiere of the NBC show The Voice.
Now, I'm going to start this over again, and I want you to pay attention to something.
Okay.
That sound.
That's their chairs turning around.
That's when they hit their button and say, I want this person on my team. Each one of the judges, Christine Aguilera, Blake Shelton, Adam Levine, and CeeLo Green, all have their backs to the singer.
Because they don't want to see him when they first
get
started?
They're just purely on the voice. They're judging on the voice. Mm-hmm. And they build teams. And as soon as they decide, I like this voice and I want this person on my team, they hit their button and their chair
turns
around.
So whoever hits the button first gets that person on his or
her. Gets first right of refusal.
No. If more than one judge turns around, if it's just one judge, then that person goes to that judge. If three judges turn around, the contestant gets to choose which team he wants to be on.
I love that. Thank you.
But
listen to this.
But wait.
Listen to this guy's voice, and then listen to how many of the
Campbell
boom,
is
boom,
his
boom.
Name. Jeez, J-E-E-S-E Campbell.
It takes about less than 10 seconds for them all to decide.
I've been so many places in my life and time.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Some
all of them shows within 6 seconds.
Made some bad
so who do you go to? All right, so here, listen to the discussion of the judges trying to convince him to join their team, Richie.
Congratulations. What an impact you've already made on this show, man.
That's Blake Shelton.
At some point, I started realizing I was the only dumbass in this room that was missing the show. It was awesome.
Thank you,
it was
Mr.
really
Blake.
Great. Really
I appreciate
great,
that. Thank you very much.
The competition is on! I'm so excited. I heard you come out strong, but you followed through above and beyond all my expectations.
Wow.
I would love to have you on my team, and I would work hard for you to take you to the top.
Oh, my. Thank you.
You sounded strong, brother.
Thank you, man.
Oh, man, you touched me down.
Yeah.
From the moment you opened up your mouth, I said, that's my man. That's my brother.
I was feeling the soul, too, even though I'm not, you know, the same color as CeeLo, but, you know.
Hey, Christina, everybody's the same color with the lights off.
He was the host of the Saturday Night Live show on Saturday. Did you see that? Channing Tatum. Actually, it was pretty funny. I saw when I got back here, turned on his TV.
By the way.
It was actually pretty funny. All right, so... Who did he decide to go with?
Anybody I don't know.
Goosebump kind of stuff. Like, unbelievable. The whole room was on
Adam
fire. And I made it work last year. I think I can do it again with you.
I think he's irrelevant to this.
Adam Levine, he was the winning judge last year.
Yeah, no, he's not at all irrelevant. He's got that smash hit,
first
like
of all,
Jagger.
I am so humbled, you know, just at the fact that all four of you, to turn around for me, Maywood, Illinois, I am just honored, first and foremost. This is a tough decision. I don't know who to go for.
All right, come on.
Man, pay off.
It's just like... The first person that came to my mind was... It's Christina.
All right, so she gets her chance. Okay. So now the next person up, Daniel Rosa, sings a song, and none of the judges turn around.
Means he's out.
Is that what it means?
Here we go again. I feel the chemicals kicking me.
Bad.
It's getting heavier. I want to run and hide. I want to run and hide. I do it every time. You're killing me now.
He didn't get anywhere.
Well, you're crazy.
All right, so the voice is now on after the Super Bowl. In case you didn't hear, the Patriots lost. Coming up, a 2020 history quiz, plus Roberta's Queen of Cheap and Jennifer checks what's on TV here on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apple's Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to Geico. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes, revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli here in a moment with the Queen of Cheap for today. Jennifer will check some of the television news, including what NBC is trying to do to up their ratings with some of these new shows. The good news is General Motors will probably make $10 billion in profits.
Wow.
Last year, 10 as the numbers come in. The predictions had been they would make $8 billion, but now it looks like they'll make $10 billion in profit a year. Unthinkable. What, even a year ago, right? It wasn't something that, well, under the circumstances.
Didn't they need a bailout at one
point? Yeah, they got a lot of, I think, well, how much money did they get? $8 billion,
something
I think,
like that,
from you and me. And we still own, the taxpayer owns, what, I think 37% or 47%?
So do we get our shares back?
I thought the GM had paid back.
I did too, actually.
Chrysler, I think, paid back. It's everybody else we bailed at that's not so much on the quick rebound.
Yeah, well, like the banks.
The banks
what
is where
screwing
we're,
the taxpayers
right.
have taken
we're,
on that.
We're getting it really bad.
Ah, what a screwing. That's a whole different thing. I want to spend some time on that at some point in time. How people that are being foreclosed on, the government says we're going to do this, and the banks say no, we're doing it our way. And they had to sue the banks to get them, and they still are letting them off the hook. The banks are way off the hook when it comes to what, if you are under the foreclosure or whatever, what do they call it, second sale? What is it?
Short sale.
Short sale, thank you.
Short sale.
The controversy about what the Catholic Church thinks with regard to church-affiliated employers to cover birth control requirement, is that a sentence and a half? You may remember last week the administration requiring of churches and other church-affiliated organizations.
Not churches. Churches are exempt. It's the church-affiliated organizations. For example, like Georgetown University, Georgetown Hospital, which is a Catholic hospital.
Uh-huh.
They are requiring employees, the employer, the hospital, to cover birth control for the employees of the hospital.
I wonder if I would have said that if I'd have finished my sentence.
You might have.
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
Right. But it's good because Rich is thinking.
Is required.
Once you say they're requiring churches. I did, but I wasn't finished. You heard me finish that up in the air. Up in the air meant that I wasn't finished with the sentence.
Okay, sure. No problem. Go ahead.
Hey, no, I'm done. You finished it. Okay. You did a nice job. That's how close we are. I can start a sentence, and Rich can. It's like we're married.
And that,
oh, goodness.
It's really very nice.
Scary. That's crazy scary.
Okay. Here's the 2020 history quiz. Everybody ready?
Ready.
On this date in 1971,
Jim Morrison died. See, I can finish the sentence.
No, you can't finish the sentence.
Oh, okay.
Gosh. Alan Show. Know how good Roberta is.
Y'all got a hangnail.
You want to take a shot at this before I finish it, Jennifer, just to make it complete?
You know what? They've done such a good idea. I can't beat the hangnail one. That makes me laugh.
This day, 1971, Alan Shepard does something.
He created the pie.
Shepard, yeah.
Right.
I think that work was done a little while before that. No. It wasn't done by an American, strangely enough. Okay, so this is try number three at getting this question out. 800-510-8255. Alan Shepard does something that is unique, and it is a picture that you never forgot if you saw it. What did Alan Shepard do? He went to the moon. What did he do? 800-510-8255. It is, there's a term used for the, come on. All right. 800-510-8255. What did Alan Shepard do on this date as he got off? I was going to say get off the plane. Got off of the, got off of the moon ship and wandered around. What did he do? 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, Roberta is going to grace us now with her presence with all the Queen of Cheap deals for today that you can find on DougStefan.com.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Okay, let's start with our favorite place, Michael's. 40% off one item, and let me tell you, you can save big. I just had something framed at Michael's, and the woman who picked up her framing right ahead of me, I hate to tell you what she paid for that framing, and I paid basically like 60% less because I had all sorts of coupons and stuff. So really use these if you're getting things done there. If you want to see Russia from your hotel room, you can get a free Alaska travel guide. And we tell you how to do it on the Queen of Cheap side at DougStefan.com. Stephen Colbert. Now, why he's having an ice cream named after him at Ben and Jerry's, I have no idea.
Because he has taken the initiative to start a political action pack, which has raised over $1 million, to call attention to the foibles of our political system and how crooked it is and how easy it is to raise money. He just says to his audience, I'm running, send me money. They send him, I think it's up to $1.2 million now, if I'm not mistaken. And he can't manage it, so he has John Stewart managing his political action committee. And we say, you hear from the politicians all the time, like Mitt Romney was talking this weekend in his victory in Nevada. People were asking him how much money he has, yada, yada. I'm not sure. I get this. I get that. But the political action committee supposedly are not connected to the candidates, and what Stewart and Colbert are doing to make a mockery of this is show, yeah, Stewart is not connected to Colbert except that they're in the same office and the desks touch, and that's part of the gag.
Doug?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Because it's called Stephen Colbert's Americone Dream Ice Cream, and it's going to be free on Valentine's
what do you mean,
Day,
no?
Doug.
That's why he's doing it.
It's going to be free on Valentine's Day.
So what? What does Valentine's Day got to do with it? You're just saying that Stephen Colbert is connected to love somehow?
Yes.
No.
That's
no,
why.
Ben and Jerry's are a political outfit.
So why are they giving it away on Valentine's Day?
I have the slightest idea and could care less. I'm just telling you that
from
they're on board with Colbert trying to take a shot at the political system.
Well, it's called Americone Dream. Get
just
it?
Go ahead. Keep rubbing it in, Roberta.
On Valentine's Day from 5 p.m.
Keep rubbing it in.
We will remind you about this again, folks.
Yeah. Hey, and today is National Frozen Yogurt Day, by the way.
I was just going to get to that. Yes.
Good, good.
Today's natural frozen yogurt.
Everybody's
right?
trying to upstage everybody.
And Yogurt
else today.
Land will be giving away free yogurt and toppings from 4 to 7 p.m. And I would check your local yogurt place and see if they're doing the same thing, too, because it is National Yogurt Day. And we can also get you a free gardener's idea book so you can plan your 2012 garden. You'll find all this at the Queen of Cheap site on DougStephan.com. And another way of saving money is I love to shop online. I was a really early adopter of shopping online. And shopping online is a great way to save money, too, because places like Vitacost.com, they've got all of their stuff up to 50% off, things like health and beauty products, household essentials, vitamins, supplements, natural and organic foods. And they have a program called Mominomics, which means being a mom and being economical, so you do Mominomics. And if you buy $49 worth of stuff, they'll send it free to your door. So Vitacost.com, a great way to shop and save money.
Queen of Cheap Box at DougStephan.com. She can really save you a lot of money. And one of the things I noticed over the weekend, I actually was going through some of the things on our various, we have the Better Living sites that are there. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. Every day we have something different from him. For example, today, he talks about food and fitness, put them together, take a walk, good idea. These are all things that are from Phil's blog at thesupermarketguru.com. Also, Dr. Ken's Daily Dose, important ways for you to keep yourself healthy. We have Tom Parsons from bestfares.com with some Valentine's experiences that you can get and save some money in terms of travel. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit has helpful hints for you to work on your home. All of that stuff is there as a public service at DougStephan.com. But what I was really impressed with were all these supermarket coupons that are at the bottom of the Queen of Cheap site at DougStephan.com, through which you can save mucho dinero, if you know what I mean. All right, so meanwhile, and that's without the, I guess, notwithstanding the comments about Colbert and the money that he's raised for the PACs and the ice cream and stuff there, Roberta. Got it all straightened out now.
Okay, good.
Okay. Jennifer checks to television in a moment. First, let's get the answer to our 2020 history quiz. Alan Shepard did something on this date, 1971, when he landed on the moon. Let's find out who knows what he did. 800-510-8255. Dave, what did he do?
He planted a flag.
He planted a flag. That is not what he did. I think the predecessor, he didn't plant the flag. I think it was planted before. I think he was the second one off of the spacecraft. And the first person off who's, and now I can't remember who else was on the strip with him. Anybody see that? What are the other names of the astronauts that are with him on this trip? No, but anyway, Dave, that was a good shot, but that wasn't what we were looking for. Dan, what do you think Alan Shepard did on this date in 1971 on the moon?
He hit a golf ball.
He did. He took a six. Yeah, he took a six iron that he stashed away inside the spacecraft and swung at three golf balls on the surface of the moon. He whiffed the first swing, so he got a mulligan on that one. The others were good, and I think they. You can remember, and there's no real atmosphere up there. The vacuum of space. The balls went pretty far.
Sure.
Yeah, that's kind of a cool thing. And if you see this, this is a picture of the video. You once you see it, you'll never forget it. Have you actually seen it, Dan?
Yeah, I remember seeing it. I mean, I go back to that time, and I remember it was he had told the crew that he had stashed this away, and it was going to be somewhat of a surprise when he landed on the moon. I remember.
It was
awesome for any golfer to watch that. It was pretty awesome to hit a ball on the moon.
Very cool. Good, cool stuff. All right, Dan, hold on just a second. We'll send you some Doug Stephan paraphernalia. Thank you very much. 800-510-8255. Congratulations to our newest winner, Jennifer Horn, whose birthday is today. Happy birthday to her.
Thank
she
you.
Gets into the spotlight with her television prognostications and predictions. Plus, we'll find out what you're responding to on Facebook coming right up here on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99. And will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion-dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
12 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The fans are feeling the pain in New England. I wonder what the ratings were, Jen, if you've seen anything so far as to how many people. Was the prediction like 240 million people around the world?
Something like that, yeah. I'll do some research and look up the ratings for you in a few. But, yeah, it was big. Everybody I know is watching it or at least had it on. So.
Yeah. All right, so
in my non-scientific survey,
the folks at NBC who paid more money than Fox to get the Super Bowl on and therefore charged more money for the ads, and apparently that worked out because there were better ads this year by most accounts than have been the circumstances in previous years, last four or five anyway. So we're asking you which was your favorite Super Bowl car commercial at DougSteffen.com is our poll today. So after the show, The Voice was on. What did we think about that?
Voice is great. It's on again tonight as a lead-in for this big, what they hope to be, hit, smash, with Deborah Messing, Angelica Houston, Catherine McPhee. And they're making some changes over at NBC. Not only are they banking a lot on Smash tonight and, of course, The Voice, but they've taken The Firm, which is a great show but not doing well in the ratings, moving it from Thursday nights to Saturdays. Yeah. In that place on Thursday, they're going to put in reruns of Grimm until their new drama, which they also are banking on, called Awake, will start on March 1st.
I think and that actually they put The Firm on in a good place because that's a pretty good show.
The Firm's a great show, but it's just not bringing people in. Awake is it has our president from 24, Cherry Jones, is going to be in that show. Looks interesting.
Really?
Fox is also making some moves. They're adjusting their schedule and creating a two-hour comedy block on Tuesdays. Starting March 6th, they're going to do I Hate My Teenage Daughter. They're doing Raising Hope. And New Girl will also be in that block. Now, there's X Factor news. Last week, a bunch of people got let go. This week, X Factor made a deal with L.A. Reid. He will be the only returning judge next year, and they've put an offer out to Beyonce to be a judge for $100 million.
Huh?
Yeah. Can you believe that? $100 million if Beyonce will join the X Factor.
She won't get me to watch.
I don't know if she will.
Get Gisele Bundchen.
She's a hottie.
Got things with the Super Bowl sort of stirred up a little bit. That was an interesting story. 51 past the hour. Good job. Happy birthday to Jennifer. It's 51 after on Good Day.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Time now for Dr. Ken Kronhaus with his house call report for the week, starting out with information on your brain. This is pretty interesting, Ken, how if you keep your brain sharp, it affects your ability or lack of ability to get Alzheimer's. What does it mean, keeping your brain sharp?
Well, Doug, the thing that my patients are most concerned about, not so much preventing heart attacks, but preventing Alzheimer's disease. And the latest news about preventing Alzheimer's disease is out this week in the Archives of Neurology. People who challenge their brains throughout their lifetimes, and that's the news, throughout their lifetimes, through reading, writing, and playing games, they're less likely to develop protein deposits in the brain linked with Alzheimer's disease. People who stay mentally engaged beginning in childhood, and that's the news, and remain so throughout their lives, actually develop fewer amyloid plaques. And people who recently take up crosswords and other mental exercise do not appear to see much benefit. So it seems a whole lifetime of engaging in these activities has a bigger effect than being cognitively active just in older age. And that's thinking and remembering. This is what cognition is all about.
Well, but it doesn't hurt to try, even if you're getting older. It doesn't hurt.
Well, right? it doesn't help.
So
that's the point. You have to start in middle school.
Yeah. See, that's interesting. One study says one thing, another study says something else. But this is from a group of neurologists, so who knows whether it's got more. But you know, we've talked about this before. How you
I'm
add
just reporting
things.
The facts.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying that there is one story one day and then another story another day.
Well, this is the news. This is looking more at a whole lifetime that's never been looked at before.
Probably be a good idea for parents to be challenging their children's minds.
That's the key upshot of this study, that you right. have to start young if you really want to prevent Alzheimer's disease.
Well, another study that comes from New England Journal of Medicine this week focuses on heart health at the same time.
More interesting news about the whole life. People who reach midlife, Doug, without developing high blood pressure, diabetes, or other risk factors for cardiovascular disease, the number one killer of Americans, we're talking now about high cholesterol and smoking, are much less likely to have a heart attack or stroke by the age 80 than their less healthy peers. So it seems if you make it to middle age with an optimal profile, it's really like the fountain of youth for your heart.
All right, so here's the hat trick on this one about children's health and what it may predict about your future.
health.
This is fascinating. This is unexpected. This is out of the Journal of Pediatrics. We usually look at your parents to predict what's going on with yourself, but when children have high cholesterol or blood pressure, their parents may have increased risk of diabetes and heart disease down the road. So a 12-year-old's weight, cholesterol, and blood pressure helps to predict the odds of a parent developing heart disease, high blood pressure, or diabetes over the next 3 decades. And the findings suggest that screening kids could have the bonus of spotting at-risk parents.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with his overview of some of the important news from medicine, including what you cook with. This almost sounds like a duh. That is cooking with vegetable oils, olive oil, sunflower oil, that sort of thing. I guess you have to differentiate because some vegetables are better than others.
Well, it's not so much of a duh. The key here is frying, Doug, and this is out of the British Medical Journal. And this is good news for people who enjoy eating fried food, that cooking in olive or sunflower oil is not linked to heart disease or premature death. So it seems the type of cooking oil determines fried foods linked to heart disease and even death risk.
Really? If you're if you do not sleep enough, if you worry, there's probably something for you to worry about. You hear these stories all the time. Here's another reason to try to get enough sleep.
You talk about the epidemic of obesity. The Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism may help explain why. And dealing with appetite is such a big deal here. Getting too little sleep can make you hungrier than normal and may lead to weight gain. In this study using functional MRI, it seems a specific brain region that plays a role in appetite shows more activation in response to food images after a night without sleep, Doug, than after a night of normal sleep. So adults, you need 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night. If you're obese, this may be the problem.
All right, final item having to do with those who swim.
This is more good news out of the American Journal of Cardiology. A dip in the pool can be good for your blood pressure on average. The swimmers starting the study, Doug, they were age 60. They had a systolic blood pressure, the upper number of 131 millimeters of mercury. 3 months later, it was 122 over the 12 weeks. The swimmers got in the pool 3 or 4 times a week, gradually working their way up to 45 minutes of swimming at a time.
It's moving the blood around, it would seem, that helps to lower the blood pressure. Is that it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there's some good news. All right, lots of important news in Dr. Ken Kronhaus's house call here on Good Day.
Who's your favorite Good Day staff member? Get more info, read their blogs, or connect with them on the team page at DougStevin.com. What's the coolest video on the web today? See it today and every day at DougStevin.com. Intro.